supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers find out about med students?
Well, they found out that medical students are more prone to alcohol abuse than their peers not attending medical school, especially if they're young, single, or under a high debt load, but significantly higher than their peers not attending medical school. I mean, the Mayo Clinic did this study with a lot of students. There were 4,000 medical students participating, and one-third of those responding experienced clinical alcohol abuse or dependence. This is twice the rate of their peers. These are significant findings, Mikan.
So when you say clinical alcohol abuse or dependence, what does that mean?
The definitions are larger amounts over a longer period of time, tolerance, craving or strong desire to use it. And when you begin to make mistakes at work or home because of the alcohol or substance abuse. And here's something significant for medical students. One of the symptoms is alcohol use continues despite knowledge that it's currently doing harm to your body or your life.
And for this study, what were the risk factors for drinking?
Well, in this study, the risk factors were being at a younger age than their peers, being unmarried, and large educational debt. And that's significant. Now, the other thing they found, incidentally, was there's no difference between years of medical school or between men and women. Now, I've read other studies that contradict that, that say the first 2 years of medical school, students have this passion and a vision for how they want to practice medicine. And that tends to burn out by the end of the second year, beginning of third year.
So, Dan, what do you think could be done about this?
Peer groups getting together as peers to talk about what their lives are like. Schwartz rounds, which are like grand rounds, except they're about the emotions, what it was like treating this patient who may have passed away, or treating a child, or any case can get presented where there's a lot of emotions in there, and they get to talk about their emotions. And of course, the other thing that needs to be promoted is health on the part of not just the medical students and residents, but the staff physicians too. I'm talking about exercise and yoga and things like that, and of course, sufficient sleep.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.